As advised, a few weeks ago, we announced we were looking to actively disengage our services from the Port of Killybegs, the provision of tug services in particular, for financial reasons. Simply, it doesn't pay to put tug vessels here. So, in the intervening 2 weeks, we've taken on two contracts, one in the Irish Sea and one on the west coast of Ireland, which means that our tugs are committed elsewhere. Our job is to make these tugs pay, and they're not paying in Killybegs, so it's costing us about $600,000 a year to run this tug service. Last year's turnover in Killybegs was about $160,000, so it leaves a shortfall of $460,000, which we're subsidizing the Port of Killybegs to that tune. It's not sustainable, so we've decided to move our vessels on to basic contracts that are paying. Unfortunately, that leaves Killybegs without any firefighting service, any emergency response, or any tugs to service reefer vessels, passenger liners, island gas industry requirements. But in the absence of anybody speaking to us, we were left with no choice.
What effect could this have on the Port of Killybegs now?
And the basic effect could be catastrophic. There's one vessel waiting to depart Killybegs today, and if the winds are light today, and the vessel will probably be able to depart, there's another two vessels waiting to approach Killybegs this evening, and again, because the winds are light, they will probably be able to make their required manoeuvrings. However, it's only a matter of time before some vessel is cut out in rougher conditions than we have today, and we'll be able to either depart the port or arrive at the port. The bigger effect is that other vessel owners looking to use the Port of Killybegs will take note very quickly that there are no tug services, and they will knock Killybegs off their port of destination for passenger liners, for example, or freighter vessels wishing to take transshipment from other vessels. So Killybegs will quickly become a non-option for a lot of traffic, therefore resulting in severe job losses. But we have approached the various authorities. We don't wish to see this come to pass, but we've had no response from anybody within the County Council or within the Coast Guard or the Department of Agriculture who have responsibility for the Port of Killybegs. So in failing any appearing of anything positive from any source, we've had to follow the logic and go elsewhere, look for work, which is what we've done.
Now, your company's pulling out of Killybegs because you're saying it's not cost-effective. Would you be calling on the Department of Agriculture, the government, to step in and do something here?
Well, clarify that our company's not pulling out of Killybegs. Part of our company is provision of a tug service. We're pulling that out of Killybegs. We don't particularly care if the department comes on board or not. If the department and if the harbour, if the county, if the various authorities wish there to be a tug service in Killybegs, well, somebody should speak to us or speak to some other company that's willing to provide the service. Nobody's willing to provide the services and the loss-making, in a loss-making situation in these days that we're in it. So basically, yeah, the community has to come together and say, do we actually want, do we deserve, and where do we want to go as a harbour? And if the decision is that tugs are part of the infrastructure, well, somebody has to look at it critically and say, well, here's how we're going to pay for it.